This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening, while in Bihar the last date for filing nominations is tomorrow. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the first phase. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow and the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on Saturday and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 2nd of next month. Voting will be held on the 19th of April. Notification for the second phase will be issued tomorrow for 89 Lok Sabha seats in different states and union territories. Shiv Sena UBT has announced a list of 16 candidates for Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra. The party has again given opportunity to its sitting MP Arvind Sawant from South Mumbai, Rajan Bichare from Thane, Vinayak Rawat from Ratnagiri Sindhudurg, Om Prakash Nimbalkar from Osmanabad and Sanjay Jadhav from Parbhani. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary has said that Balakot-like operations have shown that given the political will, aerospace power can be effectively carried out beyond enemy lines. He said this in his inaugural address at the 15th Jambo Majumdar International Seminar on Aerospace Power and Future Conflicts in New Delhi today. He said militarization and weaponization of space has become an inevitable reality as nations increasingly rely on space-based assets for building strategic advantage. The Air Chief highlighted that blockchain and artificial intelligence could make existing weapons and inventories redundant. Delhi BJP President Vijender Sachdeva and other party leaders today met Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and filed a police complaint regarding alleged official letters coming from Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from ED custody. Speaking to media, Mr. Sachdeva said BJP has demanded an inquiry against the alleged official letters. He said such letters cannot be released from the jail according to the law. He said these letters are fake and role of those who read out these letters must also be investigated. Meanwhile, in a video message, wife of Mr. Kejriwal, Sunita, today said Mr. Kejriwal will reveal about the money trail of the alleged liquor scam in the court tomorrow. Today in the Delhi Assembly session, AAP members protested against the arrest of Mr. Kejriwal. Meanwhile, BJP members along with office bearers protested outside the Assembly demanding resignation of Mr. Kejriwal. Karnataka Energy Minister K.J. George has assured uninterrupted power supply during the summer months. In a statement released to the media persons, the Energy Minister has informed that adequate steps are taken to meet the power demand. He informed that the government has decided to import 2.5 lakh tons of coal from Indonesia to help thermal power plants to generate additional 600 to 800 megawatts of energy in addition to 3,400 megawatts generated now. Senior IPS officer Sadanand Vasant Date has been appointed as the Director General of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The 1990 batch Indian Police Service officer is currently serving as the Chief of Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad. The deadline for online submission of the application form for the CUET UG 2024 has been extended to the 31st of this month. UGC Chairman M. Jagdish Kumar said the decision has been taken on the requests received from candidates and other stakeholders. The Common University Entrance Test, CUET, is an examination conducted NTA for admission to undergraduate programs at different central universities and other institutions. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams are aiming for the first victory in the tournament. Yesterday, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 63 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.